Now this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they shall prophesy. You can find that in Acts chapter 1, verses 16 through 18.
O Lord, pour your spirit upon the body of believers. Send us the heavenly fire and zeal to complete the job that you've given us to do. I want to be a bold witness for you, Lord, and I want that fresh fire. I want to be full of a fiery passion for you that others will come to you. Send us your revival, Father. Amen.
Okay, be honest. What are you doing to bring about a revival, even a revival into your life? Are you praying for a revival, personal revival, national revival, or world revival? Several years ago, we worked with a small church in Wyoming that belonged to a conference of larger churches. The pastor there had such a great desire for a revival and that we were working together with new outreaches. We were praying for a revival. And then one weekend, he and his wife went to the conference, big meeting. One of the speakers there preached on a revival. His sermon was titled, Why You Don't Want Revival. The pastor came back beaten because this other pastor told him all the things that would happen in his church if revival broke out. My friends, if you want revival, it's called bringing souls into the kingdom and the rest of it let God handle. The Azusa Street revival broke out and thousands of people were saved. Every time God opens up a door for a revival, it's not for you and I personally. Oh yeah, we enjoy it. But it's for souls. That's what God is all about. Souls and the harvest.
Today's action. On your knees today, ask the Father to reveal His will to you concerning revival. Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
I just have to get there.
Is there anybody home? Hello?
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Follow up on that little church I was telling you about and that pastor. We haven't worked there for years, but one of their members came up to us the other day, and her only comment was, I guess it just doesn't make sense to me. Every time I read the newsletter of His Will Ministry, I see how you're growing. Yet in our little church, we keep taking chairs out to make it look like there's more people. See, when God offers us revival, if we walk away from it, it won't come.